Thank you very much. Well, along the Gulf Coast, there are two invasive crambits that can be serious pests of graminaceous crops. There is the sugarcane borer. It was introduced into Louisiana in the 1850s and now occurs everywhere along the Gulf Coast. And there is also the Mexican rice borer, which was introduced into Texas about 30 years ago, occurs in the state, but represents an imminent threat to Louisiana crops. Among these crops, there is sugarcane, where stem borers are key pests, boring injury within the stalk, decreasing sugar yields. Rice is also attacked, and feeding within the cone actually disrupt the nutrient uptake, thus causing whiteheads like this, or simply breaking mature combs. And while stem borer management has focused mainly on the population that directly impact the yields in sugarcane and rice, it's possible that populations that develop in the crop at the time when the phenology is of no or little economic importance play a role in, has received little attention, actually. And these populations could be impacted by late season cultural practices and play a major role in stem borer management. So to confirm our hypothesis in the sugarcane system, we conducted a planting date experiment. In Louisiana, sugarcane is planted during the summer and the fall, and we wanted to quantify stem borer infestations in newly planted sugarcane from the fall to the spring. This experiment was conducted in Louisiana over two growing seasons, and we tested four planting dates ranging from early August to late November. Also, each year we tested two varieties with different sugarcane borer resistance levels. The experiments were designed as split pot RBDs with planting date as the main pot treatment, and during the fall and later in the spring to assess overwintering, we recorded sugarcane borer infestations. Actually, we recorded dead hearts. Dead hearts are dead sugarcane shoots that are killed by the stem borers, and it's a pretty good estimate of stem borer infestations in sugarcane. And this is what we found in the fall. Actually, these data were recorded in late November. That is why for the last planting date here, we had no infestations. It hadn't come up yet. And you'll notice that for both years, we had similar patterns with no cultivar effect, neither a date by cultivar interaction. However, we had a pretty interesting planting date effect, with the earliest planting date having pretty high infestations, actually attaining here almost 6,000 dead hearts per hectare. And you can see that if you plant about four weeks later, you'll decrease about fourfold these infestations, and even here 20-fold. And in planting dates from early October had very low infestations. So 6 months later, we wanted to see what had overwintered, and we recorded the infestations in the spring. And surprisingly, this is what we found. Actually, there were no differences that were detected among the different treatments, especially for planting date, and even these infestations were quite similar among the planting dates. Well, these experiments clearly showed that the early plantings were heavily infested by the sugarcane borer and therefore should harbor heavy overwintering populations. However, our spring infestation, our spring data, don't support this claim. And I think that here there are several factors that can explain our observations. Maybe with mortality factors, if we consider, for example, natural enemies that often have a density-dependent mortality, it's possible that they decrease to a greater extent the populations in the earlier planting days, thus explaining our observations. However, I think it's more likely that here it's our methodology that is to blame, because we had small plots and it's possible that the impact of the planting date in the spring, the area-wide impact, we're not able to assess it. And dead hearts, although good estimates of stem borer infestations, actually here might have not really assessed what had overwinter, but more the actual infestations. And for example, emergence cages would have been a better way. But despite these spring infestations, spring data, I think that our fall data showed that the early plantings really have the potential to enhance sugarcane borer infestations, and we expect to observe comparable data on the Mexican rice borer. To further our approach on late season cultural practices, but this time in rice, we conducted an experiment to determine the impact of the harvest height of rice. And also in Louisiana and in Texas, growers often produce a second crop from the same planting in rice. So we wanted to see later in the season whether the production of that second crop had an impact on late season and overwintering populations. We conducted this experiment this time in Texas, so we could have data on the Mexican rice borer, over two seasons. Today I'll report only the first year. And we assessed two harvest heights, a standard 40 centimeter that was compared to a lower 20 centimeter. It was in RBD. And at the same location, an adjacent plot, we also tested the two production practices in the CRD with some plots that were ratoon, that is to say that had a second crop, and other plots that were just left standing after the first harvest. And for each data collection, right after main harvest, sometime before ratoon harvest, and in the winter and close to the spring, for each date, we collected one row from each plot, dissected all the plants, identified and counted the borers that were in there. And this is what we found here for the harvest height. And we can see that differences in the remaining sugarcane borer populations were not detected here. However, interestingly, reducing the harvest height decreased about fivefold the remaining Mexican rice borer infestations. Later in the seasons, comparing ratoon and non-ratoon plots, about 3 weeks before the ratoon harvest, we could see that the differences among sugarcane borer infestations were not detected between ratoon and non-ratoon plots. However, again, we had an interesting effect on Mexican rice borer infestations, where the infestations were about threefold higher in the ratoon plots. Now, later, post-season, ratoon plots had been harvested, and we can see that, again, sugarcane borer populations here were pretty low, and we couldn't detect any effect of the two cultural practices on their overwintering populations. However, here, again, there was an effect of production practice on Mexican rice borer infestations, these infestations being lower, about twofold reduction in ratoon plot, and I think that we observed the decrease here because of the harvest in ratoon plot, these plots here on ratoon being non-disturbed. And here, these are the data that we collected in mid-March, close to the beginning of the spring. And the population that of sugarcane borer that had overwintered in rice were pretty low, and there were no differences among these plots. And for the Mexican rice borer, we saw an interesting trend here that was not quite significant, but close to significance. We had actually almost a fourfold difference in Mexican rice borer infestation, these infestations being lower in the ratoon plots. Therefore, this rice experiment showed that reducing the harvest height will decrease Mexican rice borer infestations. And the fact that we didn't see any effect on the sugarcane borer was pretty interesting, and we saw that actually the second year. It seems that the sugarcane borer, the behavior is slightly different. They bore in the stems closer to the bottom of the plant, while the Mexican rice borer stay on top, thus explaining probably what we saw, why the harvest height had an effect. Also, we saw that the ratoon crop, probably availability of nice and larger columns of rice in ratoon plots increased Mexican rice borer infestations, but however, eventually probably decreased the overwintering populations, probably due to the harvest at that time. And these experiments with our approach, I think, confirmed that the populations that develop when the phenology of the crop is not of economic importance can probably play a role in stem borer IPM and could be impacted by late season cultural practices, or at least these selected cultural practices. And therefore, when we're finished with our data collection, I think that we'll recommend our growers to plant their sugarcane later if they can, although it's not always compatible with high yields. And it's even more interesting for rice growers because harvest height, lower harvest heights are compatible with high yields, and therefore we can recommend lower harvest heights, and also whenever they can to destroy the crop residues. And also we saw that the rotten crop was pretty heavily infested by the Mexican rice borer, and over there I think it deserves further research. And because our ultimate goal actually is to try to decrease in these crops the area-wide populations and to mitigate the impact of the Mexican rice borer when it becomes established in Louisiana. And before I finished, I'd like to thank the USDA for funding of these studies, and also the two sugarcane growers that help us with the sugarcane experiments, as well as Jack Vodder for the rice experiment. If you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer. Thank you.